Hey there, and welcome to the Confident Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Brooks. Join me as I sit down and chat with co-hosts, friends, and carefully curated guests and talk about all the things that empower you to become your best and most confident self. So let's get started. Hey there, and welcome back. Today, we are going to be diving into a topic that's at the root of everything we talk about here, and that is self-worth. Because here's the truth. You can chase the dream, you can hit the milestones, but if deep down you're still questioning your value, none of it ever feel like enough. So, let me ask you, have you ever felt like you're doing all the right things, checking the boxes, chasing the next thing, but still walking around wondering and worrying if everything that you were doing is enough, but ultimately what you're actually asking yourself is, am I enough? Yeah, I get it. Like, that truly was me. And, you know, to be honest, like, sometimes that is me. And, you know, as much as we have this podcast for the confident woman, that self-doubt and that question is a deep fundamental question that every single human on this entire planet does question. So if you're wondering, am I enough? We're going to get to it. But first, I want you to know you are not alone in thinking that, asking that, or striving to be enough. And that becomes the foundation to which we build everything upon is our perceived value of self-worth. Because when you know your worth, you stop performing. You stop chasing other people's approval. You stop seeking other people's thoughts and ideas about you. And, you know, really the biggest thing that we can gain from all this is the complete freedom to realize and recognize and let go of what other people think of you. And maybe those are the things that we're seeking validation for and from. When we can cut the ties and we no longer care about what other people think about us in that negative way or seeking that approval or validation, that is where the line gets drawn. That is where the cord gets cut and we become free. And it is beautiful. This was me. I was chasing it. I was chasing all the things. That's what chasing perfection, my book. The underlying chase was to seek validation, to seek acceptance, to seek approval, to just be loved, right? So why I bring this back all full circle here is because I'm seeing this happen in so many different places and spaces, from the conversations I'm having with so many of you to even some of the new things that I personally am embarking on. As this is a whole new season where there's been a lot of grief, a lot of rebuild, a lot of just undoing and unraveling so that we can begin again. If you're in a season and you're in any sort of a transition or a pivot, that when we don't know what our next steps are or that clarity isn't exactly shining the brightest light in a room and we're just kind of seeing things through a pinhole, that's when we can start questioning. We start questioning not only our self-doubt, but we also question the value if we're even in the right room, if we're seeing things correctly. And that all, again, starts playing a role into our identity, into our beliefs, into how we perceive and receive our value of self-worth. So I digress there for a moment, but I really wanted to set this tone because I think as we dive into today's episode, I want to paint that picture. So if this is you, stay tuned. We're going to dive in with a few takeaways and some ideas and things like that. And if this isn't you, I do want to still encourage you to listen further, because the truth is, anytime we embark on something new, this new journey, sometimes we get these little dents and dings in our own confidence that I hope today's episode will stoke, bring you back full circle. So if and when you do get to that point, you're going to need some of these tips and strategies that we'll be unpacking today. So again, I just want to preface this, that this isn't just some feel-good talk. This is foundational. Really, because when you know your worth, you stop performing for approval. You stop trying to earn love, success, and belonging. You start showing up as the woman you already are, confident, whole, and grounded in your truth. And your truth is found in your identity. And where you find your identity is who you are. Let me just talk about your identity for a moment. When you know who you are and whose you are, whether that is faith-driven or faith-inspired or perhaps something else, I want you to be honest. Because when we can get honest, that's where we find where our self-worth all begins, in our truth and in our honesty. But if we're not being honest with ourselves and asking ourselves these questions, then how can we move forward with confidence and conviction, right? So again, self-worth is where all begins, and our worth is found in our identity. So again, we know who we are, we know whose we are, where does our value and our worth come from? So I'm not talking about that surface level confidence, right? We're talking about that deep soul shaking, rooted in identity. Let me put this simply. Your identity is not found in what you produce or perform. Let's just clear the air. You're not your roles. You're not your title. You're not your successes. You're not your trophies. You're not your certifications, accomplishments, achievements, any of that. We are so much more than what we lead with what we do. I'm talking about who we be. And so simply existing is enough. We'll put the period right there. Because your worth is not based on what you do. It's not found in your achievements, your appearance, your productivity. None of that stuff is relevant because it's already been assigned to you by God. But somewhere along the way, we lost sight of that. We believed the lies. We tried to prove ourselves. And we started building our lives on a shaky foundation of striving, performing, and pretending. So let's shift that narrative. Let me share 5 simple yet powerful and profound ways to start rebuilding your confidence by coming back to your worth. Again, your worth is found in your identity. So 1, reclaim your identity. Who are you? Like really, who are you really when you strip away your titles, the roles, and the achievements? I challenge you to start there. And then when you get to that layer, I want you to peel back another layer and ask yourself again, who am I? Right? Pull back the layer again. But who am I really? And pull back the layer again. And when we could keep going deeper into the layers and peeling them back, because those layers are the exterior from what the world has told us that we should be. It's the exterior conditioning from the people who have told us who and what we should be. It's peeling back the layers from the narrative, the lies, the excuses, the stories of who we need to be, who we should be, who we are. Right? Layers. Think of this as weathering, and we're unweathering the conditions that have been placed upon us by our lives, our circumstances, our situations, our past, our experiences, the people, all the things, right? Get to the core of who you are. And when you get there, get honest. And I mean brutally honest. We're not trying to play things on a surface, because if we play things on a surface level, guess what we get? More surface level. So when we're trying to get to the depth of transformation, growth, healing, beginning again, all the things that for us to become, we have to get to the core. And so 2, challenge the lies. Challenge the lies, especially the ones that are whispering, you are not enough. Or the ones that are shouting, you're too much. Have we ever said that out loud? You got to keep trying harder. You got to do more. You got to be more. Come on, come on, come on. And then there's that one that shouts louder and says, you're too much. You're a lot. You're too intense. You're too passionate. You're too this. You're too that. You're too everything. Tone it down. Quiet down. Sit down. Be quiet. Just dismiss. Play small. Turn the lights out. Shut the door. Pretend I don't exist. So my question here is, when you're in that, which voice are you listening to? Which lie are you feeding yourself? Which quote-unquote truth are you accepting as to who you truly are? And when you find that, replace it with the real truth and start speaking life over yourself. Because when we start speaking truth and life over ourselves, we start shining a light in the darkness. We start weeding out those lies and the grips and the hold it has on us. And as we can start filtering through the layers, the lies, the beliefs, and get to that core, we can start to begin step three, which is building trust. We have to build self-trust. And confidence comes from keeping the promises you make to you. Again, it's not about being perfect. It's about showing up imperfect, flawed, hot mess, express, we're all that stuff, right? It's about showing up for you, even in the midst of all the things that could go wrong, awry, or just are not in a place of like, I'm not feeling it. Because when we can start showing up, we recognize who our true self is in that showing up. We see a drive, we see a determination, we see a grit, we see a perseverance, we see the resiliency, we see a confidence that even though we might not feel confident, there's a confidence in showing up. So we want to start small. We want to keep showing up. We want to watch as your confidence continues to grow. Because every time you show up for yourself, you're getting better. It's like playing the game of life that you will win because you're showing up. And the only person who's going to tell you, no, not today, is you. So when you show up for you every single day, you learn about yourself. You grow from what you've learned from the day before. And when we can start to learn and grow, we start thriving in those areas. And so if we want our confidence to thrive, show up consistently, day in, day out. And it will fluctuate because everything in life does, right? So when we can start showing up in these messy seasons, the real raw and honest version of ourselves, we can have these conversations. And the more you converse with yourself, the more you learn about yourself. And again, the more you learn, you go to a different level, a deeper level. And as we begin to pay attention and in tune with who she is, that woman inside of you, that deep down core of who you really are, building and growing a relationship with the true self of who you are. So that's why I challenge you to go deep beyond the surface, because all that you are is this complex, beautiful individual creature that has a whole life of experiences, a whole vast array of everything you can imagine. But we live in a culture and a society that tells us we need to be one thing, do one thing, think one thing. But we aren't one thing. We're so much beyond that. So when we can learn about who she is, the confident woman that is in every single one of us, we can start extending our next step, which is the practice of self-compassion. So with self-compassion, it takes things to another level. And I mean this in such a, oh my gosh, it's one of the coolest things, right? So when we could practice self-compassion, we're not there to fix or solve anything. We're there to meet you, the version of you that's internally where you're at on this journey. We get to meet the real you where you're at. And we get to witness and we get to extend that grace and forgiveness and curiosity and interest of just who is she, right? Lean in. Because we're not here again to fix, solve, or try to do anything other than just be. And so when we're there, we get to witness again the work in progress. We get to speak to ourselves like we would with a friend, because that's the relationship we're actually building. And so when you can get to a place of, let's just say, for example, for me personally, I had hit an internal low, like at the beginning of my personal growth and development journey, I just got to a place where I had self-loathing. There was no love. And basically start everything over from that moment of, this is no longer the life that I am willing to accept or live. For a life on the other side, I have to be in a place where I feel safe and secure, to feel respected, to feel loved, to be appreciated. And if I wasn't getting that from the outside world, I then had to turn the mirror back on myself and ask if I was doing that for myself in my inside world. And the truth was, I wasn't. And I share that with you because I think for many of us, we want something to meet a need or a want or a desire internally. But are we showing up for that version? Are we showing up and doing as we want in return? Are we loving ourselves? So we gotta start there, right? So for me, in that context, when I was a place of self-loathing, I couldn't understand why I was chasing this love, want, and just be appreciated and be seen and be noticed. I think as we talk about need, sometimes that could feel a bit heavy because we're told not to be needy and not to express our needs and wants. And that sounds demanding and high maintenance and the pressure to produce and perform. But I want to be real with you here for a moment. We're all human beings. We all have needs. And one of our greatest needs is to be loved. So if we're not loving ourselves, how can we expect others to love us? If we're not gentle, kind, and patient with ourselves, how could others be kind, gentle, and patient with us? Because we need to learn firsthand experience of what it feels like to receive or embody that before we can receive. Because how will we know we even received it if we don't know what that feels like or have experienced it ourselves? So that was one of the questions I had asked myself, bringing it full circle here. When you can speak to yourself like you would to a friend, you practice the same compassion and love for yourself. And I want to bring in the example of dating. This might be a new relationship that you're building with yourself for the first time, but it also might be a deepening of that relationship, and you're looking to move this to the next level. You want to go from just tolerating yourself to liking yourself, to accepting yourself, to loving yourself, to fully embracing all that you are. And that is the being, the existence of who you truly are at the core. And so when we talk about all these things, we want to make sure that we are in an environment that produces a place where you can feel safe, you can reflect, you can go to these deep levels, you're able to be nourished, you're able to flourish in those areas as well, because you're in a place where you get to be around other women who remind you of the truth, even when you might forget. You're around other women who see you, who affirm you, and hold you to that standard of who you really are. And when you're around in an environment that supports and encourages and inspires you to take that next step and empower you to become a better version of yourself, that's the place that allows you to thrive. So as we've gone through these five simple yet practical tips, I want to reiterate. Step one is reclaim your identity. Step two is challenge the lies. Step three is build that self-trust. Step four, practice self-compassion. Step five, change your environment. And so I bring this all full circle here with the most love and appreciation for all of you, so much so that I want to remind you today that your self-worth is not something you earn. It's not something that you have to do to receive that enoughness. It's not something that you have to prove. Your worth is inherent. You were created with, on, and for a purpose. And that's something you reclaim. You take that power back because that was yours to begin with. That was the gift, your birthright. And the minute that we give our power away for others to determine and dictate who and what we become based off of their perception and their experiences, then we have now given that power to them to determine who we become. And when you finally decide right there that you are enough, everything changes. And that confidence that gets reignited, we realize is never found in the hustle. It was never found in the performance, was never found in the doing, but it was here this whole time, in the being, just simply being you. It's found in that quiet little whisper, that little decision for you to tune in and believe when she says, I am worthy. I already am. So again, there's no pressure. There's no performance. There's just truth and guidance. And I want to be here to support you on this journey to becoming the confident woman you were created to be. So as we wrap up today's episode, I want to encourage and remind you that you are worthy. You are ready, and you were created on, for, and with a purpose. So thank you again for being here with me and just sharing this time and this space. So until next time, take care.
Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of the Confident Woman Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode as much as I did, please be sure to like, subscribe, and leave us a review. Thanks again for listening.